let's try to go a little bit deeper into the sugya of kol dav rachmana l'tav avid, that the Gemara in Brocha says a person is lo'aylam yehadam raga loymer kol ma'ad avid rachmana l'tav avid, and Paskens and Shulchan Aruch lo'aylam yehadam raga loymer kol ma'ad avid rachmana l'tav avid. The Mersha, he asks Akasha, one ha'ara, what's the pshat that the Gemara, when it wants to bring an example of, it brings as a story to show us that whatever Hashem does for the best, it brings a story with Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva was traveling and they wouldn't give him a place to stay. He had to sleep in the field, and the lion ate up his donkey, and the cat ate up his rooster, and the wind blew out his nair, and he said, called the Rachman al-Tav of it, and then it turned out that he was saved from the Gaius, from the army that came and captured the people in the city. He was saved from that through the fact that these things that were seemingly bad, and really they were for the good. Hashem made all these things happen for the good. Marsha says, why didn't the Gemara in Bracha, Staf Samach, bring an example of where we see that things that didn't look good, that turned out good, why didn't it bring the story from the Gemara in Tainus of Nochem Ish Gamzu, that he was on his way to bring the king, the Chacham sent him to ask something from the king, and they sent him with a chest full of diamonds and pearls, and when he stopped in the inn, and they switched it for dirt, and he went, and he had a nace, and it turned out it was good. He looked like it was just dirt, and when, who knows what, the king decided he wants to kill out the inn, but then when the sire came, and they looked, it was Eliyahu, he pretended he looked like a sire, and told him, try it out, see, maybe it's like the dirt of Avram Avinu, and he did it, and he conquered the other city that he couldn't conquer, the dirt turned into swords. So Gamzu L'Toyva was also for the best. So Marsha says in the Gemara in Brachos, Marsha says the Gemara could have brought the story of Nochem Ish Gamzu, but the Gemara brought the story of Rabbi Kiva. So it doesn't really ask it such a stark akasha, but it's a hara. Why didn't it bring the story of Nochem Ish Gamzu? There's a Baal Shem Tov, the parsha bring from the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov said he said of art to answer this shiloh, that there's a different chilek, there's a chilek, the dargo of Nochem Ish Gamzu and the dargo of Rabbi Kiva. There, Nochem Ish Gamzu said, Gamzu l'toiva, zu, this thing itself, this thing that happened is good. It's not just that it's going to bring to the good. When we say called avrachwana litav of it, it means for a tachlis of toiv. It's to bring it for an ultimate good. It's to bring to a good. Maybe we will see it right away. Maybe we'll see it eventually. Rabbi Kiva saw it the next morning. Everyone will see lost lavai, how every single thing that ever happened to them in the world is all for the tachlis of the toiv. But sometimes we see, sometimes we don't see. But everything is the tachas of a toiv, and sometimes we do see, like Rabbi Kiva. But even by Rabbi Kiva, the fact that Lamaisa his chamor got eaten up and his tarnagol got eaten up, Lachaira was a hefsid, and he had the tsar of having to sleep in the field. It wasn't good. At least we don't see why it was good, why he needed it, why it was good for him. What we see was that it saved his life. But the etzim sleeping in the field was a tsar. He slept that night. He was sleeping in the field. He wasn't so geshmak. It wasn't a geshmak of bed. There was nothing bad. Everything was good. He was going with the dirt. He didn't mind going with the dirt. He went with the dirt, and it was going to be good. He knew this was good dirt. It must be good. He was by Teich and the Baruch Shalom. Gamzu, this thing itself, is the Toiva. The Baal Shem Tov says a little bit tiefer. The Baal Shem Tov says that even something that doesn't look like good, the when there's a gzeira ra on a person, the way to be mehapech the gzeira l'toiv is to find, because even in the ra there's a shayrish of toiv, and if a person is megala the shayrish of the toiv, so that's a way of being mamtik the din. He's mamtik it by finding the shayrish of the toiv. The Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ishchai, has a sefer on Agodas Hashas. Ben Yoyada, he brings this Baal Shem Tov. He was in Baghdad, and the Baal Shem Tov was in Europe, but the Torah got around. He brings from that they say b'shem the Baal Shem Tov, that Nochem Ish Gamzu used to say Gamzu l'toivu, because he was maven beside ha'inyan. He found the chesed and the shayrish of the din, that the shayrish of the din also is from the chesed, it's coming from the Rebbeinu Shloilam, and the tachlis is toiv. So he said Loshen Zeh, he said that this is for good. Mashenken b'stam b'nei Adam, regular people, they don't know the shayrish of the chesed, so they should just say whatever the Rebbeinu Shloilam does is for good. The Ben Yoda brings that, and people ask on the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Kiva, he was a Chochem Gadol Avadi, he was also Maven beside Ha'inyan. He would also see deeper in what was the etzem good from it. Why didn't he say like Nochem Ish Gamzu? So he answers, the Ben Shchai himself wants to answer up to Baal Shem Tov. He says that Meroivam Sanusa, he used to say in front of other people. That like that's what some people say. But when he wasn't Bifnei Achirim, Avadi Rabbi Kiva himself would have done like Nochem Ish Gamzu. The Chari could add on a little bit more, that he did it in front of other people to teach other people what they should be saying. And the Gemara in Brachos really points this out. The Gemara says after the story, and he said to them, didn't I tell you Gamzu L'Toivas? You see, didn't I tell you Kol Ma'ad Avrachmana L'Tav Ovid? So you see, he was trying to bring out the point to them. He was trying to teach them. So this was very good. That's why he was saying it. He was saying it because he was coming to teach them. Could be he himself was on a higher darga. That would answer why the Gemara in Brachos, when it was saying Kol Rachman Tav of it, it brings this memra. It brings the story of Rabbi Kiva with his Talmidim, because there he was saying that thing itself we didn't see the good in the mat, in the etzim sleeping in the field, and that tzar we don't see the mamish, the good in it. We just see that it's a tachos of taif, it brought to good, which they saw right away how it brought to good that he got saved because of that. But shenken by the dirt by Nochem Shkavos, the dirt itself was good. The dirt itself was good dirt. It ended up doing the nes of Avraham Avinu, like the dirt by Avraham Avinu. the Ein Yaakov. He also brings very similar. He brings from the Av Bezdin of Lida. The Ein Yaakov asks that what was the chiddush of Nochem Shgamzu? What was it in the story with Nochem Shgamzu? Gemara says Nochem Shgamzu that you say Gamzu Taiva Bzimulume Benisim Lecharya. It's the Mufurshu Gemara Brachas that everyone's mechuyev. It says the Oilum Yehadim Ragalimer. It's passed in the Shulchan Aruch. It's for everyone and every darga, every stam person is mechuyev to say that everything that Hashem does is for the good. So the Ben Shchai the Ein Yaakov and Ein Yaakov brings from the Av Bezdin of Lida. He answered that litav, similar teretz, similar yisoy, that he says litav means that the raw, it'll sprout from it, it'll come out from it a good thing. From the bad, it'll come out something good. Like, that's what he's here, Bikiva. But right now, it's ra, that he had to sleep in the field with something that's right now, this night, he didn't have such a good shmack of sleep. That's what it means, gamzu litoiva. And also the Ein Eliyahu, there's a sefer and a goddess Hashas, like four halakim from the Rebbe Eliyahu Shik, he brings from him Zalman Velozhner. The Chassidish say and the Litvish also the same Yisayid when you go glatt you meet other people on the derech, they both said the same Yisayid. He also said very similar. He said that Gamzul Taiva means right now it's good, it's already good, and not just that the end is going to be good. It means right now Hashem is doing something good for him. Hashem Kibar Bikiva was saying that it'll end up being good. So that's a derga for everyone. Everyone could say that it'll end up being good. There's a horror maybe on the Archas Tzaddikim. The Archas Tzaddikim says when a person's having Yisurim, so he should say Gamzul Taiva and he should say Kol Davar Chonel Tava, but he brings both. But the Emes says the Gemara in Bracha says the Lo'ilam Ye'adim Rogel Loimer, it says it on Kol Davar Chonel Tava of it. The Misil Sesharim Tak only brings the Gemara in Brachas. The Misil Sesharim, when he says what some people should do, he says what Shavu, the Loshan of Misil Sharm is even like that, like that. He says Shavu L'chol Nefesh. This is something that's for everyone. He says when a person has Yisurim, he should say that he should realize that about it's for the Tachlis of Toiv, it's for the good that the Rebbeinu Shlom is bringing it. The Marsha in Brachas also points out there's the Gemara in Brachas. There's a Gemara right after this Gemara. That's a little bit of it's a little hard to understand. There's a lot of different pshatim in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara with the story of the Kiva is on the Samachom Beis. Samachal from now. The Gemara right afterwards. The Gemara says another story, memra from Rav Huna Amar Rav Mishum Meir, which was the same memra, the memra of. But it could be the Hemshech Gemara, just because it's the same Amora. You find that sometimes in the Gemara, it brings memories of one Amora, and it says another memory of that same Amora, and that's the Sheikhus, that it was this Amora also said this. So here also, it's an interesting who said it, and maybe the Gemara is bringing another case where we have Omer Rav Huna Omer Rav Mishum Remeir. The Gemara before brought that Rav Huna Omer Rav said B'Shem Remeir, that a person should say, called Av Rachman Al-Tav of it. And here the Gemara has another memory of Rav Huna Omer Rav Mishum Remeir. Maybe that's the whole Smichus of the Gemara. Masha says it's deeper. The Gemara says, "La'olam yudvar shaladim u'otin lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." A person's words should always be little. He shouldn't say so much. Don't speak up too much in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Shenemar al tevahel al picha v'libcha al yemaher lohitzi davar lefnei Elokim. Don't be tzatomel. Don't hurry to speak out in front of Hashem. Ki Elokim b'shamayim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is up in Shemayim. Va'ata al ha'aretz. You're on the ground. Al kein yudvarecha ma'atim. They're ma'ir on the Gemara. What's the Gemara pointing out? B'chla. What's it saying? The person should always just say, "Don't talk too much." And it brings a pasuk. So what was his memra b'chlav? He was just saying over a pasuk. He didn't even add to the pasuk. The memra of Rav Huna Amar Rav Shem Remeir was a person's words should be mu'otin lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which is exactly mefurish in the pasuk. It says al tevahel al picha v'libchal yimayer, because you're Hashem's b'shamayim v'ata al arts al kein yud v'arech ma'atim. It says yud v'arech ma'atim. So he said you should be dvar ma'atim. That's exactly what Shlomo Melech told us. What was he adding on to what Shlomo Melech told us in Kehelas? So mefarshim say that it could be that what he was coming to add was that what he was coming to tell us was this inyan of la'olam yudvar shalad mu'atim. What's the inyan of la'olam yudvar shalad mu'atim? Similar to the la'olam before. It's mamash hemshach the gemara before. The la'olam men, not only when something that seems l'taif, but even something that doesn't seem l'taif, even something that seems l'ra, still, we said before, he should say called over chon l'tav of it. So also over here, the gemara is saying la'olam yudvar shalad mu'atim, that he shouldn't speak out too much. that a person shouldn't speak out too much. What's the Gemara coming to say? He says what the Gemara means to say is that when something bad happens to a person, he shouldn't start asking what's the pshat and start being maharach and midos v'shal kodesh baruch hu. Should be dvar ma'atim, should be quiet. What's the pshat? Why does he have to be quiet? So the pasuk itself explains why. Because Elokim b'shamayim, the Rebbeinu Shlomo's in Shemayim. What's it mean? Hashem's in Shemayim. He sees the big picture. He sees everything that happens. He's making everything happen. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is in Shemayim. He sees the big picture. We're al aretz. We don't see that far. When a person in Shemayim, they could see very, very far. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo, sees everything. We're al aretz. We don't see the whole picture. We just see this little pratyastika thing. This little pratyastika thing sometimes doesn't seem so good. But be quiet. You don't have to go speak up and say, why are you doing this to me? Why do I deserve this? Why is this bad thing happening? When you have the big picture, you won't have any questions. So you dvarach ma'atim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo, you know that the Rebbeinu Shlomo, who's very big, the Rebbeinu Shlomo knows is making everything happen, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo is a toivu meitiv, which is shleimus of atavo. So we know that everything's going to be good. It's going to be is for the tachlis of good. So meila, al kein you dvarach ma'atim. That's why you shouldn't speak up. Don't ask, well, what's the pshat? Why do I deserve this? Why should it happen? You know, the Rebbeinu Shlomo knows. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has a cheshbonus, and you know the Rebbeinu Shlomo is al shamayim. He sees everything. So we know that the Rebbeinu Shlomo has a cheshbonus. So it's the hemshach of the Gemara before it. Therefore, we should say, kol ma'adav rachmano letav ovid.